Some years ago, when I was living in Melbourne, I would always be distracted by the graffiti around Melbourne. Now, Melbourne's kind of unique in that its graffiti is often very creative and very artistic. Some may not think so, but there was one piece that always caught my eye. It was down next to the Yarra River, along the bike path, I think underneath a railway bridge. And this bridge, it was like a railway bridge. It was dank, it was dark, it was musty, and it's what railway bridges do. But on the wall, which was dank and dark and musty and mould covered, someone had painted a window with blue sky and clouds on the outside, on the other side. It always kind of cheered me up a bit as I rode past, even though it was artificial. But it looked so pretty. But I found myself for years going past this every week. And it always kind of made me stop and think, this speaks something of what the whole city is. It kind of speaks something of what our whole modern world is. That there's something about life which is dark and dank and musty and mouldy and not very pleasant. And yet we spend a lot of time painting pictures of blue sky and clouds, which are all artificial, to kind of take us out of reality and into some nice little escape. I was reading a thing recently by one of the lecturers at Campion College, and he was talking how in all of modern culture, there is this constant theme of escape. Comes through the movies, through the music, through everything. It's this constant thing of escape. And really the whole internet and social media is almost hardwiring this into us as a culture. That we can now just create this virtual, beautiful place of blue sky and clouds and pretend that the dark, dank, dirty place of reality isn't actually there anymore. You see people walking around the streets looking down at their hands the whole time, or actually looking at their phones, which is like this little artificial window into another world, which is beautiful and happy and everything works well and I can be who I want to be and everyone is there is nice, or if they're not, I can just turn them off. This really has become our society. And I don't think we're quite aware of how deeply ingrained this has actually become in us. This constant yearning for escape. Now, two questions that have to come up here. Firstly, what are we trying to escape from? And what is it that we're actually looking for in that escape? Yeah, I think Pope Francis put his finger on it perfectly in his recent letter, The Joy of the Gospel. Where he basically said, what our world is looking for is joy. Simple as that. Our world is desperately looking for joy. And then he then turns to us and he says, the reason why they're not here in the church with us is because we're not joyful. We're meant to have the joy. We're meant to be the church of joy. And people have come here and not seen joy, so they've walked away. Our world is looking for joy. It cannot find it in reality. Because when it looks at the real world, all it sees is that deep, nagging pain that's within the soul. And so we distract ourselves again and again with more and more things. You know, whether it's just constant music, listen to the radio, sing to yourself, come home and have a few drinks of alcohol, turn the television on, keep watching television until you fall asleep, keep entertaining yourself until you get that sense of peace you're craving after. It's like we're being driven by an addiction. It is kind of the behavior of an addict, constantly trying to find something and not knowing what that is. It is joy. It is joy that we're craving. The second question of what is it that we're trying to escape from, I think, is probably more important. Because I think what we're trying to escape from is actually our humanity. The thing that we're trying to run away from is actually the reality of being human. Because to be human is to be weak. To be human is to suffer. To be human is to have limitations. To be human is to feel pain, whether it's your normal physical pain or even more so emotional pain. And that torments us. It drives us crazy. You know, why is it that our world has been taken over by this epidemic of depression? It's because there's things within us, in our humanity, which drive us insane. And they cripple us. We feel completely crumpled underneath this weight of our human limitation. And so once again, our society tries to escape. Pretty much ever since Adam and Eve left the Garden of Eden, we've been trying to escape from our humanity, trying to find every possible means to be strong, to be in control, to get away from my limitations and now be limitless. And our new scientific age makes this possible. I'm no longer limited by my intellect because I've got Google. I'm no longer limited by my weakness because science can make me strong. I can take on any sort of machinery or technology to do what I need to do and no longer be bound and crippled by my humanity. It's an escape. It's this constant dreaming of wanting to be elsewhere. Now, we need to look at those two questions seriously if we're going to understand what Christ is doing here at Christmas. This is the question that lies within the human soul. We need to be aware of that. We need to look seriously at it. This question of, why am I the way that I am? Is there another way? Is there a joy? Is there a way out of this human weakness? For thousands of years, humanity turned to God crying out with that question. In its own ways, in each generation, using different words, but it was the same question. And what we celebrate at Christmas is that 2,000 years ago, God gave the answer. As it says in the beginning of John's Gospel, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. It's almost like John is saying, the answer became flesh and dwelt amongst us. When we look at God who has become human flesh, the all-powerful, supreme, limitless God, who has now become a weak, helpless child, unable to feed himself, unable to move without someone picking him up, completely dependent, completely human. And God says, this is my answer. Jesus is the Word. We so often just skip past this part of the story and get onto the parables. Listen to the words that he speaks. Teach us something. Tell us some good moral story. But we miss the Word. We miss what God is saying through his humanity. That God is there saying, I have become like you. I have taken upon your pain. I've taken upon your weakness. That nagging anxiety within you. That yearning to be something else. That sense that you're just not complete. God has said, I have become that. And in this mystery lies the answer to your question. Within this mystery lies the answer to what you're crying out for every time you seek to escape. So you need to look deeply at this mystery. The great irony of Christmas is that so often Christmas itself becomes an escape. You know, we surround ourselves with the festival and the songs and the tinsel and the Christmas trees and everything and distract ourselves from the reality. And yet here is God saying, I've come into the reality. Because it is within the reality that you will be saved. If you wish to be saved, you've got to stop running. You've got to stop trying to escape, trying to distract yourself, and actually look at the mess, because that is where I am. Look at the mess and realize that that is where God has come into the world. For every one of you, that mess is different. For some, it's your family. For others, it's your mind, your heart, your relationships. Whatever that place of torment is, that place of pain, that is where Christ comes. And this is our joy. This is where joy is to be found. What are we looking for when we go searching for joy? We're actually looking for love. Now, this is, I think, is the difference between joy and happiness. Happiness is something very different. Happiness is so often about things. I'm happy because it's a nice day. If it starts raining, my happiness will disappear. Or I'm happy because I've got a nice meal. But once the meal's finished, my happiness starts to wane. But joy is something deeper. Joy is about knowing that I'm loved and that I belong and that I'm actually valued. Doesn't matter what the weather is, doesn't matter what food I'm served up, that joy cannot be taken from me. And so what the world is looking for simply cannot be found in the shopping centres, cannot be found in the endless entertainment. It can only be found in love. As Christ says, abide in my love, abide in me. That as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Rest in that love, and there you will have joy for your souls. Look deeply at this image of Christ, who has become poor and weak and helpless, lying in a food trough in a stinking cattle shed, and ask yourself the question, why would you love me that much? Why would you love me this much to come into the mess and save me by your love? The only way he could save us was by coming into the pain to be with us. And that is where he sets us free. You know, when I was looking at the readings this afternoon and praying about this, I was reminded of that great mining disaster in Chile a few years ago. Some of you would remember. There was an explosion in a mine 700 metres underground, and 33 men were trapped. Now, 700 metres underground is a long way. And for about 65 days, I think it was. So over 2 months, these men were trapped in pitch-black darkness while this enormous rescue plan was going on above ground, trying to get down to them. But the thing that struck me about this was that the only way they could be rescued was by the rescuer actually entering into the mine. That the people who were rescuing them had to go down into the pit, into the darkness, and stay there while the rest of them went out. And one by one, over the space of about 24 hours, each one of these 33 men was taken out to the surface, until the only people left in the in that darkness of that mine were the rescuers. That is what Christ has done for us. When he saw us trapped, captured by our humanity, imprisoned by our weakness, the only way he could set us free was by entering into that dark place with us. And there, one by one, he is setting us free, revealing his love to us. turning our gaze towards heaven to realize that this is not our destiny, but that we are destined for something so much greater. That we don't have to sit in that dark place dreaming up some fantasy to escape into. Because if we face the reality, there we will find Christ. There we will find love. There we will find a God who has met us in our pain. And there is joy. That is the joy of the gospel. That is the reason why we should be never stopping from smiling. No matter what happens, no matter what afflicts us, because we know that we are loved. We know that God is with us. So in these next few days, I want to encourage you to look at the reality of your life. Try not to escape from it. As ugly, as depressing as it may be, look at it square in the face and ask God to meet you there. Ask Jesus to reveal himself in that mess. Allow yourself to be loved by him in that place.